Those fires in Southern California continue today. Hundreds of square miles of land have been scorched, thousands forced from homes. Over the weekend, firefighters in Los Angeles and San Diego County did make progress in four of the remaining fires. They're now all more than 80% contained. But the Thomas Fire in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties is just 15% contained, and it's threatening coastal cities like Carpinteria. Lance Orozco is news director at KCLU. He's in Carpinteria. Lance, we're hearing people are using masks when they just run their errands because of the ash. What are you seeing?
People, they've kind of made their peace with it for now, I think. But everybody has a mask. In fact, a relief agency here in town passed out almost 100,000 masks during the last couple of days. But as I look up from the hills here, I'm in front of Carpinteria High School. You can see little bits of fire burning on the mountain right now. It's calmed down a little bit. When it was dark here still, it looked like you had some gigantic 40 or 50-foot high flames. And now with the daybreak, the wind has eased off a little bit. So it looks like just a series of bonfires. Fires in the mountains above Carpinteria.
Well, it's pretty frightening. Let's explain to people. I mean, I once lived along the Pacific Coast Highway right below Santa Monica, where there's a strip of land and then a tiny strip of highway and then a strip of homes right on the ocean. And when there was a fire threatening there once years ago, we had to get in kayaks and go out into the water. I mean, what would happen in this coastal town if the fires did come over?
Well, the problem is different in different parts of this community. In Carpinteria, there's the mountain range, and then there's some agricultural fields. There's some avocados and things like that. And then there's the city proper, which is next to Highway 101, which is the main north-south highway between San Francisco and Los Angeles. So there's a little bit of a buffer. But as you move up the coast another 8 miles into Montecito, and Montecito, of course, is famous. It's home to Oprah Winfrey and Ellen DeGeneres and a lot of other celebrities, a lot of mansions. Those mansions go right up into the mountains. And a couple years ago, we had a huge fire, actually a pair of fires, the T and Jesus Zeta fires, that burned almost 400 homes in those areas. And that's the concern, is the fire is pushing west. And in fact, some of the celebrities like Oprah and Ellen DeGeneres have had to evacuate their homes.
Well, so that's where it might be headed. Is there a sense that Carpinteria is going to be spared again, this coastal town?
There's a lot of optimism here. People feel, yes, they're going to be okay. They've watched the fire burn now for about 36 hours in the mountains, and most of the fire now is moving onto the backside of the mountains, and as you go north out of Carpinteria, it's just a wilderness area, so it's burning up into the wilderness area and away from the coastline.
Okay. You've seen a lot of fires, I'm assuming, in your time there, 25 years covering them. This is now the fifth largest wildfire in modern California history. You know, just your sense of how people are reacting to this.
Well, I think for a lot of people who've lived here a long time, this has thrown them for a loop, because what we're used to is big fires that pop up. Every couple of years we have a big fire, and unfortunately it'll usually burn sometimes a couple of hundred homes in Santa Barbara or Ventura counties. But usually what happens is it starts, and the first 12 hours it causes a lot of destruction, and then the winds calm down and there's enough fire resources around to try to be able to get a handle on it. And this fire seems to keep going and going and going. And you know, Carpinteria is 26 miles away from where the fire started.
Yeah.
And threatening homes almost a week later. And that's just something kind of unheard of for fires in this region.
Very frightening. Lance Orozco, news director at KCLU in Santa Barbara County in California. Lance, thank you.
Thank you.